This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family, and we are the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Open your eyes. This is Rosh Hashanah. We are coming to Yom Kippur, the Day of Judgment. Rosh Hashanah is the warning. And I have a Messianic Jewish rabbi by the name of Jonathan Kahn, who I've known many years. He's rabbi of Beth Israel Congregation in Garfield, New Jersey. And Jonathan, I heard a message you gave called the Harbinger or the Warnings. And it had to do with 9/11, and it had to do with the ancient historic pattern of God's warnings before judgment with Israel. I want you to explain this to our Mishpucha.
Okay, we're going to talk about the future of America and the very specific signs that the Lord gives to a nation when he is calling it back to him, when it's at a critical juncture to come back or to be saved for revival or for judgment. And this is something that goes back to the days of ancient Israel. And the pattern is this. Well, ancient Israel, you know, in the northern part of it, went completely into apostasy. And God sent prophets to them and warned them and called them, but they continued to depart from him. They offered up their children in sacrifice. They turned to the gods of Baal and Ashtoreth and all the rest. And finally, the Lord allowed the beginning of judgment to come. But even in this, he was merciful. And that is, he allowed first an initial attack, an initial incursion into the nation. He allowed Assyria to come in to devastate, to cause a devastation, but to contain it. It was a limited scale devastation. And then it was to shake up the nation. And that was then followed by a grace period. Would they repent? Would they take this as a sign to turn back to God, or would they continue to depart from God? Now, if they turned back, there'd be revival. God would save and bless them. But if they kept going on and ignored the signs given them, then there would be a worse disaster. There would be catastrophe. There would be ultimately complete devastation. What happened in the case of northern Israel is they said, no, we are not repenting. In fact, we're going to even go farther, and we're going to be stronger, and we're going to rebuild, and we're going to show that we cannot be humbled. And so they did this, and eventually, soon, not long after, came a giant devastation. The northern kingdom was completely destroyed. They were taken into captivity. That became the 10 lost tribes. It was wasted because they did not recognize the signs that were given and the voice that was given by God. Now, the key verse in this is in Isaiah 9, which is, you know, we know it as the Christmas verse, the birth of Messiah. But it also says this, verse 8, very key. The Lord sends a message against Jacob. It falls upon Israel. All the people know it, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say, in the pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with cut stones. The sycamore has been cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Now, just keep in mind that scripture. What they're saying is, no matter what God does, no matter what happens to us, we're going to rebuild, we're going to be stronger. And so this is the beginning of key prophetic signs, which I'm going to link to America in a moment. Now, the key signs, there's about 8 signs here. The first one is the bricks have fallen bricks. Second one is we will rebuild. Third one is we're going to rebuild stronger and greater. And the fourth one here is we're going to replace those fallen bricks with something strong, and it's going to be quarried stone. We're going to rebuild with quarried stone. Now, we'll hold it right there. Now, 9/11, September 11th, came the devastation, the World Trade Center and Washington, New York and Washington. It was a prophetic sign. It was filled with that. It was the pattern. The pattern of judgment is, first, God is pleading with the nation. God has pleaded with America to turn back, to come back. And then finally, finally, after many, many pleadings, he allows the hedge of the nation to be breached. He allows an initial attack. He allows the enemy to come in, cause devastation, to shake up the nation, but to do it on a limited scale. It is a warning. Then comes the period of grace, or the period of the choice. Is the nation going to turn back to God or not? Now, after 9/11, there was a lot of talk about God.
It was what I call a 30-day wonder. The churches were packed for 30 days, and then after 30 days, it was as if it never happened.
Exactly, Sid. It's two things. It's like a judgment. On the other hand, it gives you a sense, a shadow of what the revival could be. If during those 30 days, and I agree, it was about 30 days. You talk to anybody about the Lord. Just about everybody was open. They were coming. They were asking. People were receiving Bibles. It's a shadow of a revival that could be. But the interesting thing is that it's a question of judgment or revival. It may be both. It may be, and that's what I believe it's going to be. There will be judgment, and in that judgment will be revival. But let me go with that. So those four signs. Now, what happened after September 11th? The first thing is the bricks have fallen. Well, I'm here around Ground Zero. And, was covered with fallen bricks. Okay, secondly, there was the vow to rebuild. We will rebuild. They started talking, we're going to rebuild, and the vow, the third thing, we're going to rebuild stronger and higher. So they started talking about, we're going to build a freedom tower. It's going to go higher than the World Trade Center. Even Donald Trump got into a whole controversy recently, saying, it's going to be higher, and we're going to do this whole big thing. But the final key of that first part of it is that it says, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with quarried stone. And what happened was, and this is only a year ago, this is the July 4th before last, leaders gathered from, the governor of New York, the mayor, they all gathered to Ground Zero to begin this rebuilding. Now, according to the pattern of Israel, the rebuilding began with a quarried stone. What happened was, over Ground Zero, they had an object was lowered from the sky. It was a giant quarried stone. The stone was, in Hebrew, there's a word, gazit, means taken particularly, cut out of a mountain rock. The stone was cut out of the mountain rocks of New York. They called it the Freedom Stone. They made a big deal. They praised it as the magnificent stone, and with this stone, we're going to rebuild higher and stronger. We're going to rebuild. This is going to mark the rebuilding of America. And so that without realizing it, they were following the exact pattern of the beginning of it. And every sign here is going to be fulfilled with precision. But they followed the beginning that they said, this is going to rebuild Ground Zero, this is going to rebuild New York, and this is going to rebuild America, all on that. And another thing, when you read the ancient commentaries on this verse, this critical moment in Israel's history, they all speak about, they use the word spirit of defiance, that they were, instead of being humbled by what happened, they're saying, we're going to be stronger in what we do, and we're not going to take any sign. We're going to be more defiant. Well, on that day when they pronounced their, the leaders were praising this whole thing, a very famous leader said, we are the heirs of this spirit of defiance. Used the exact words in all the commentaries about what they did. So this is the first part of the signs, the first harbingers, and that is that the nation, instead of being humbled, instead to revival, shakes its fist at God. And if you look at just what you said, after those 30 days, America has not moved closer to God. We move farther. America as a whole, now there's revival happening around the world and in the midst, but in that period since 9/11, the Supreme Court struck down all the sodomy laws. Another court case sought to remove God from the Pledge of Allegiance. The Ten Commandments was struck down. We have not been moving closer. We said, God bless America, God bless America. That's not the message. The message is, America, you better bless God.
I'm speaking with Jonathan Kahn. We're going to take his entire message and put it on a CD. We're also going to have some very prophetic words from my friend John McTernan. John shows that we have had over 40 natural disasters in the United States connected with our relationship with Israel. When we go against Israel, such as dividing up the land, tragedy occurs. The two worst natural disasters in history were two hurricanes, Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Andrew, both tied with trying to divide up the land of Israel. Then we're going to have a special prophetic update from my friend Prophet Mark Poole, who you heard the excerpt on Monday. On my radio show, he said, "I see New Orleans underwater," and that was way before Katrina hit. It's going to astound you when you see what God has shown him will happen in Washington, D.C., the timing that this will happen, what's going to happen in our borders, especially California, what is going to happen with the U.S. stock market. I was actually shocked when he told me what he foresaw happening, what is going to happen again and again to New Orleans. But Jonathan, like you, he said, this isn't what God wants. What God wants is repentance. But if the repentance doesn't come, I mean, he clearly saw what is going to happen in America. And we're going to make this available, this CD available of Jonathan Kahn's teaching, plus the excerpts from John McTernan and John Mark Poole for a donation of $15. Jonathan, what is your spin on Hurricane Katrina? Why did that happen?
Well, it's interesting. You know, it happened around the same time, similar time as 9/11. It happened actually during the Hebrew month of Elul, which is the month that's given for warning and getting ready to meet God, where the trumpet is sounded every day and the nation is called to repentance. That's when 9/11 happened, and that's when this happened. I believe God is calling America, and if we don't listen to the lesser judgments, he will call us with greater judgment.
And do you know what the word Katrina means? Purity.
Yes.
If that isn't prophetic, I don't know what is.
On New Orleans, of all places. You know, we have to weep with those who weep, and we have to pray for the survivors. But we also have to be aware of the signs of the times. You know, New Orleans is certainly a center of great defiance to God in this country.
How much more mercy can God have?
Yeah. Well, he's long-suffering. And that's why, you know, he waits, and we say, well, Lord, why, you know? And at the same time, you know, at the same time, we don't want judgment. But the point is that sometimes the only way to save us is through judgment. Just most of us don't come to the Lord because, you know, we had good times. Most of us came to the Lord because we got shaken up. So it's really God's mercy on America to allow these things to call us back to him.
And you know, in part of the prophecy they'll have on that special CD by John Mark Poole, it talks about if there isn't repentance, what will happen to the believers during this time.
Exactly.
Available for a donation of $15.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.